Hallelujah. Greetings and good day to you from the north of England. May the Lord bless this word to you today. Many of us, at one time or another, have felt the sting of rejection. Oh, that terrible, bitter betrayal, the pain that it causes, the sleepless nights, the loss of appetite, etc., etc. I have just had a long conversation with a dear friend of mine, a lady who has been left by her partner of 9 years, with 4 children, in £25,000 worth of debt, and yet, still she loves him. Of course, you know, there are many people who have still loved their old partners after the most tremendous betrayals indeed. I have been through something very similar. However, the Bible teaches us clearly that the Lord God says, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. And I just want to encourage you today that if you have been deserted by loved ones, if you have been lashed with the horrible whip of betrayal, if you have been asphyxiated by that smothering sense of what will I do now? I don't know whether I can go on. I tell you now, with God's own word, the truth, that he will not never leave you nor forsake you. He says, Jesus said, I will not leave you as orphans. It is to cling to cleave to. Hallelujah, to lean on Christ Jesus. In 1 Peter 5:7 it tells us to cast our cares upon him, for he cares for us. Hallelujah. You see, we're never alone. We are never alone with God. And sometimes it can feel as if there is no point in continuing when we're deserted, rejected and betrayed. And everybody at one point in their life or another will surely have to go through something similar. I want to bring you now a few scriptures from the Bible that teach us clearly and unequivocally, without doubt, because we know that the Bible contains, just doesn't have truth in it. It is truth. John 17:17, Jesus Christ himself in the garden, in his high priestly prayer before he went to give himself on the cross for us, he looked up and he said, sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is truth. Also he said to his disciples, you are clean because of the words I've spoken to you. And also it tells us in John 10:35 that scripture is not broken, it is the yardstick, the measure, the truth. So hear these words and be comforted, be succored, be counseled by the power of the word of the living God. From Psalm 9:10 it says, and they that know thy name will put their trust in thee, for thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. Will you seek him today? He will not forsake thee. From Psalm 94:14, for the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. And we are his inheritance if you are in Christ Jesus. Consider King David when he was in the cave of Adullam, when everybody was looking to kill him. Yet he clung to the Lord God and he became, as you know, King David. Close, a man after God's own heart. Even after the sins he'd committed, God loved him so much. Hallelujah. From Psalm 20:10, is this for you today? When my father and mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Hallelujah. Matthew 28:20. It says, teaching them, this is Christ Jesus, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you away, even unto the end of the age. Amen. Hallelujah. From 2 Corinthians 4:9. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Again, from Deuteronomy 4:31. For the Lord thy God is a merciful God, and he will not forsake thee, neither destroy thee, nor forget the covenant of thy fathers, which he sware unto them. Hallelujah. And this last verse I'm going to give you now from Isaiah, it expresses the fatherly love that our God has for us. Listen to this. Can a woman forget her sucking child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee. Yes, God will not forget thee today. So today, cast down, persecuted, broken, rejected, deserted, cast your cares upon the Lord, for he will never leave thee nor forsake thee. And may the Lord quicken this word unto you today. This is James Glory, Huddersfield, West Yorkshire, in the north of England, blessing you today.